views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the equally wonderful stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought of the week. It's easy, it's free, it's definitely uplifting, so check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it is all about you, so I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of what matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. Our callers or emailers with an on-air question today will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling, inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it has won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're very happy about that. And it's our thank you for you for giving us a call, 800-930-2819. With me, as always, is my partner in all things wonderful, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hey, Sandy. It's such a beautiful day today here in California. And the weather's changing, and we've got a big weekend planned for it.
We do. We're going to do something that we haven't done for a while. We're going to officiate at a wedding of 2 wonderful people. So we'll give a shout-out to Lori and Eric for their special day coming up tomorrow. Yay.
It'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And it's autumn. It's my favorite season.
The colors are starting to change, and it's so beautiful.
Even though we're going to have a heat wave just for 2 days, of course, tomorrow, but the weather is changing, the colors are changing, and it has since I was a child. It's just been my favorite season. When I was thinking about it this morning, honey, I was thinking about quite a while back when our oldest granddaughter was just a toddler. She was about 2 and a half, and we were all back east, and she was in with this big yard full of leaves, and she was trying to bury you under the leaves, like, you know, as though it were sand. And so we have this little 2 and a half year old. You're 6'4", so right. She had her work cut out for her, and what I could hear in my ears was the laughter and the giggling from that day so long ago. Because when we create laughter, when we look for the sunshine, when we appreciate the moment, we create a forever moment, and that's always a good thing. But that was a fun day. Do you remember it?
Absolutely. Everybody laughed, and I had such fun.
And so did our little granddaughter.
Yeah.
You know, we know the reality that some days it's a whole lot easier to find the fun and the sun than it is other days. And so we have to keep looking for the good, even in the midst of the dark. And so when we're dealing with these kinds of things, we have to remember that, especially when we're in a situation that really connects us to the conundrum of fair and unfair, we have to remember that if we get caught there, we won't be able to find what we're trying to see, what our opportunity is. So basically, what we want to talk about for a couple of minutes involves exactly what do we do when it seems that good things are happening to bad people and bad things are happening to good people, and we have decided we're one of the good people. So where do we go from there when it feels like no matter how good we try to be, how right we try to do it, that we just can't get unstuck, that we just can't get it to work, or that our current situation seems unresolvable?
Well, and that's coming to the fore with that is what's happening nationally with us, with the government shutdown, and how many people are negatively affected by this. And it's really too bad. And it's so easy to get into good guys, bad guys with this thing. And I'm very clear, I'm not going to make any political statements or talk about it politically, because when we do that, we divide rather than unite. So what we just send out are support and our thoughts to help people in this time, and they're experiencing some difficulty with nothing they can do anything about.
Exactly, because it's really hard. So many individuals have to live from paycheck to paycheck. And so when a situation, whatever it is, this particular situation has to do with a government shutdown. Other situations can deal with a Wall Street meltdown. Other situations can deal with just the company you worked for is closing. But when that day or week, or then it gets more serious, a month's pay, if that is taken away from you, that can be a real hardship. So the first thing that we always have to do is to be able to go inside and not get into the fair or unfair war, because there are too many things in life that are unfair. And instead, what do we do to find the courage to deal with the situation constructively, to deal with it without resentment or change?
And that can be a difficult thing to do.
Forgive me. I said resentment or change. That's wrong. It's resentment or getting mad, getting angry.
We can always poke our head out the window and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
And then we decided last time that wasn't a good idea.
So. No. But then things happen to us in our individual lives, not so much on a national or global scale, but in our daily lives, there are things that happen that seem so unfair. And so what do we do with that?
Well, I was thinking about a great, great guy that I worked with several years ago by the name of Jim McLaren. And Jim was a big-time college athlete, and then when he was 22, I think, was hit by a bus and he lost his left leg below the knee in a motorcycle accident. And he was on a motorcycle, obviously, and the bus was much bigger than him. And the sport that he was in as an athlete was football. So he had to completely reinvent himself. And what he did is he, with one leg whole and one leg not so whole, his leg was cut off at the knee, he went on to win national and international triathlons. He became one of the fastest men who had this handicap on the planet to be able to do this. So he found an answer to the dark. It wasn't easy, but he found it. Even if a story stopped there, that would be a difficult enough story. But he, at the age of 30, he was in a race, and it was actually in Southern California. He was in a race, and the cop didn't see him. A policeman didn't see him, who was directing traffic coming up through the turn that he was going to make. And as he made this turn onto the street, the policeman waved a car through, and the car hit him, and he was thrown off of his bicycle into a lamppost. And so at the age of 30, this really good but young guy became a quadriplegic. When his whole life he had worked to express himself physically and had achieved expression there physically, that suddenly at 30 he was a quadriplegic. That's really hard to say to that person, we got to find the good. We have to find the light. And yet that's what we worked on, finding the good and finding the light. And the injuries, he knew at 30 that the injuries he had suffered were going to shorten his life, that he would not have a chance at a normal lifespan. He would not have, most probably not have a chance to grow old. And that was a true story. He died in his sleep at the young and tender age of 47. But how he spent those 17 years, he had reinvented himself by changing sports after his first accident. And those last 17 years, he also had to reinvent himself. So he became a motivational speaker. And he's just the most amazing example of being able to look for the light. But the thing we have to remember is that even, you know, for Jim, make no mistake about it, he wasn't just sprinkled with fairy dust and everything was beautiful. It was a daily grind for him with the level of injury that he had and that he had to deal with his body. But he stuck with it. When he went down, he got up. When he went down, he got up. When he went down, he got up. He kept striving to become who he really wanted to be in spite of that situation, or maybe even because of that situation.
Yes, he's a remarkable man. And in your book, Sandy, in chapter 24, you talk about fair and unfair. And if I may just quickly, if life is about fairness, we're all screwed. Taken at face value, circumstances in life are frequently not fair. Harsh and despicable as the inequities of life situations might be, the unfairness and inhumanity that we can encounter in life is not what takes us down. The way we identify ourselves, as in good or bad, right or wrong, guilty or innocent, the way we hold ourselves hostage to inaccurate and unfair conclusions that we drew about ourselves as kids, these are the things that haunt us all of our lives and mire us down in self-doubt and self-hate. That is, unless we take conscious steps to change our minds about our innate worth and who we really are, when we change the way we see our identity, how we identify ourselves from within, we will automatically change the way we see ourselves in our world. There is a caveat here, however, about opting for a new point of view. True choice has no judgment. It only has options. And I know we're going to be talking more about this in the next segment.
We really will. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we will be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Our lines are open for you, 800-930-2819. And when we were right before the break, we were talking about the fair and unfair conundrum that we have. And when we get caught in that, it's like a box canyon. If you're caught in the idea of fair and unfair, you just can't get out of it. So we have to be really clear on not making life choices based on that something has been fair or unfair. That also obviously keeps us in victim. And our choice needs to be for what we really want. Our choice, our peace of mind, our joy is truly based on how we're going to frame the fair and unfair experiences we've had. What our point of view, there's data out there in real data and difficult data, like in the story about Jim McLaren that we were talking about. Difficult data. But what makes the difference, what gave him the gumption and the power and the drive to become, after all of those knocks, to still strive to do something, to contribute, to participate, to become that successful motivational speaker? It's when we really work hard to change our point of view about the data, to not pretend that it's easy, but to find a healing, a recognition of truth greater than the circumstances. So there's a big difference between the cure. Jim was not going to get a cure in his body. But I promise you, that lovely man got a healing while he was in that body.
Some of our best teachers are certainly not our favorite ones, and teachers,
to put it mildly, right?
Yeah, and sometimes they come in the form of incidents, accidents, whatever it may be, illnesses. The other may be in people that we draw into our lives and interact with. Sometimes there's a lot of friction, and that friction can be our teacher. If we allow it to be, the choice for that.
It can. I remember from years ago, I'm not going to use his name because while he's quite elderly right now, he's also still a very public personality. But we were talking, and he really is a man who tries to evaluate and go inside and be introspective. But he was so frustrated with this one lady, and he had put her in charge of his foundation, and he was going to have to change that. And he was just annoyed. And he looked at me that day, we were having this conversation, and he said to me, "I know she's my teacher. I just am wanting a different teacher." And so I think we can all relate to that. And if we get it, that it's a teacher, that there's something that we're learning from this situation, that at least we're on the right track to finding some healing.
In my own life, one of my most difficult teachers was a former wife. And it was, talk about friction. I mean, it just drove me crazy. But one of the things that I found in that, because what happened was my self-esteem started to erode, and my sense of self-worth, and I was just going down the tubes. And finally, I made a choice. I made the decision that this is not me, that I have to find. I was using that other person to mirror back to me how good I was. And that was kind of silly, because as it turns out, she didn't think she was very good either. So it was a byplay that we were experiencing. And I found that I had to find that strength within me, not having somebody reflect that back to me, but find that strength within me to acknowledge myself for who I am, what I cherish to do, what I find my character to be and accept, and take that and stand on that from my own understanding, not anybody else's reflection of what I may think or do or say. So it was she was a difficult teacher, but a darn good one.
I understand. What the prompted you? Because I think as we listen to stories like this, which we've all experienced some version of, what was it that you got your attention? How did you get your attention that there was something for you to look inside with, instead of continuing to just say, she's a bitch. You know, she's just, it's her.
Not a nice person.
She's just not a nice person. So what got you past that? Because that's a place where we often get stuck. Here's somebody who's not treating me right. And certainly it sounds like you were experiencing a lot of badgering and aggression. But what got you to finally switch it from she's the problem into what is it I need to see about me, and what choices do I make for me? Do you know?
Well, one of the things I realized was that it was somewhat of a replication for when I was a little boy. I had the same kind of browbeating when I was a little boy, and my self-worth was pounded into the ground. I somehow recovered from that and became successful in things, but my whole life was about pleasing other people. I finally came to the realization that I can't please other people. It reminds me of that thing you have on the side of your bookcase. It says, I can only please one person a day. Today is not your day. You know, and tomorrow doesn't look so good either.
It's true.
I'm the one that I have to please myself.
Exactly.
Because I have to value myself. I can't give anybody else what I haven't given myself or experienced myself. I can't really give true love to anybody unless I love myself. Not in a narcissistic way, but in an understanding that I'm one with a goodness that has no opposite. I am one with a goodness that fills the universe, and it fills me, and it fills everybody else. We may not always act it out, but that's not the point. The point is how I determine for myself what I wanted in my life. And I know that I want harmony. And I found that.
Yes, you did.
Guess with whom?
With me. Yay. We found it with each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, honey, as I listen to you tell that story, and thank you for sharing so openly, as I listen to you tell that story, one of the things I wanted to be sure to share with everybody listening is that a key was you were, as a kid, you couldn't please, and you finally, and you spent your life trying to please, so you probably found enough people that you could partially please to stay away from the wisdom, and then you finally found the perfect unpleasable person. And if she had been just partial, if you could have pleased her a little bit, the thing that looked so raw and maybe so wrong, if it had been even a little bit easier, this great wisdom that let you develop the kind of character, the kind of man, the kind of extraordinary contribution that you've made in your lifetime, you wouldn't have been able to complete that healing because you would have always carried some of the dregs of the past with you. Do you see
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
I do. One of the things I realized, too, was she was not really a bad person.
Right.
In her own way, she was a good person. It's just that our interaction wasn't supportive, really, of either one of us. So changes had to be made, and choices had to be made.
Right. When we get together, and we often do, and when we're busy saying, oh, it's just the other person, when we get together and match wound for wound, that's when we really are like two seventh graders in a schoolyard. And instead of staying the adults we've become, instead of bringing out the best of ourselves and each other, we're kind of descending into that adolescent or pre-adolescent stage, and we're operating at 12, 13, 14, and sometimes younger than that. So that ability to understand that I'm bringing up this wound, I'm using with this person, I'm experiencing this wound here, and it gives me the opportunity to look at not what mistakes have I made. The brilliance is that you let yourself be guided to a situation in which you had to face for the moment the experience of the unpleasable. And that if she hadn't been equally wounded and aggressive in her way of expressing her wound, you wouldn't have been pushed to the point of finding and honoring and loving you. I'm the reciprocant of that great love for over 30 years, so I'm grateful to you and all of your past teachers. Y'all did a good job, honey.
We certainly did our best.
That's true. We have so much to talk about yet today. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we will be right back.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. And we've been talking about fair and unfair and all of its many of its forms, but it always comes down to a choice. And that choice so frequently involves forgiveness.
Wow. What better fitting than that music we have? That may, everything has the opportunity to make us stronger. We got a great email here that I'd like to share with everyone. And Jim says, I saw myself in that lady who called into the show recently, was so angry, especially with herself. I know I have not forgiven myself for a decision I made in my life back in 1990. That led me to the company that in 1995 led me to Sacramento. I have not forgiven myself for those decisions, and I probably will probably be in my 60s and still unable to forgive myself.
Wow, well,
that's a tough spot to be in.
That really, really is. I know that it's something that we can all relate to because it's tempting to hold on to, whether we're holding on to resentment to someone else or resentment to about ourselves. At least Jim has the recognition that it's himself more than the world that he's angry with. That doesn't sound like a progressive step, but it actually is, because we get on the right track of asking the right questions that leads us toward the answers that will heal. The thing is, he's talking about a decision made back in 1990. That's 23 years ago. So if he's thinking he'll still feel this way, I don't know how old he is right now, but 23 years ago, he made a decision. I don't know how old he was then, but let's just say he was 25. He's already in his mid to late 40s. And how much longer is anybody going to punish themselves? So I think the idea that because whatever choice he made in 1990 that led him to where he ended up in 1995. We're still talking 20 to 25 years ago, and living with all of this wouldn't have happened if I hadn't done X is simply not going to get you anywhere. It's one, Jim, not accurate, and two, it won't help you. So there has to be this place where we start to change and review and reorganize our thoughts as how we view, how do our point of view about that choice. How, no matter what your age, 20 years is now. 20 years ago, you were 20 years younger. So some part of you has to be willing to look at that man that may have only been 25, may have been younger, may have been older. It doesn't really matter. But look at that younger you and have compassion for the fact that he made a choice based on his perspective at the time. And even if you think it was a mistake, if you put your arm around that part of you, if you offer that part of you compassion instead of constriction and criticism, if you offer that part and tell him that you care, that you know he's felt guilty and his life has felt harsh because he turned left when he should have turned right. But when he was that age, he didn't know that. And so the only way you can right the ship of your life in today's world is to change what you're holding on to from yesterday that's keeping you just in it, repeating that cycle of self, really almost self-abuse, of really being so unhappy with yourself that you're in your own way always putting you down and using every obstacle you encounter as verification for why you deserve to be put down. That's a painful way to live. That's a painful thing to do. You know, I'm brought back to some of the lyrics from the great Don Henley song. I think it's about forgiveness. It's that we use as our theme song. And some of his lyrics are, the more I know, the less I understand. So you have to start seeing, what have I learned just about life, just about possibilities, just about hope in the last 20 some years. The more I know, the less I understand. You let go of the idea that you think that life is that's supposed to look a certain way for you to get where you want. You have to let go of how it looks and start focusing on how you want it to feel, and holding that intention so pure and so consistently that you start to get drawn out of the darkness into the light. More of Henley's words are, "All the things I thought I knew, I'm learning again. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak." That temptation to go back into self-judgment and to a sense of hopelessness and to the feeling that I can't, that the world's against me. But my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter away from my intention. And then he says, "But I think it's about forgiveness." I know it's about forgiveness, Jim. It's about being able to put that error that you made in a new context. You can't go back and do the last 25 years in a different way. But the way the brain works, we don't have to go back to do the last 25 years in a different way. All we have to do is change our point of view now. Our point of view about that, because you made a mistake, because you were wrong, not in your mind that you were wrong, that it's not recoverable. That's where you have to go into what's a greater point of view. That younger man, that younger version of you, was not a bad person. He just only, his perspective was that of a 25-year-old, or at least somebody 20 years younger than you are today. Allow that to be okay. Forgive him. Understand that whatever circumstances drew him or slash you to the conclusion that you made in 1990, that there is still a greater good. What's one thought greater? What's one idea greater than I made a mistake in 1990 and my life is forever screwed? Because it doesn't sound like this was such a terrible mistake. At least that isn't what I got intuitively. It's not like, I don't feel like you killed somebody. I don't feel like you did something that was that disastrous. And even in those circumstances, we have to find ways to forgive ourselves and to atone and amend to the best of our ability. Letting go. Starting to put you in a new point of view, starting to understand that the circumstance doesn't control your reality. Your point of view about the circumstance controls your reality. So things can be teachers. And as we talked about a little earlier, they can be difficult teachers. John was talking about a difficult teacher of a former wife that reminded him so much, and he didn't see it at the time that he got involved with her, but he understands now that was a reflection, that was to bring out an unhealed place inside of him so that he could go forward and be the man that he always wanted to become, to raise himself to be the man that he chose to be. When we were talking about Jim McLaren and all of his really brutal challenges, it's the same thing. He kept striving to, in spite of the circumstance, raise himself to be a man of kindness, a man of love, a man of character. That's what we're working for. It's not too late. You can't, maybe you're stuck in Sacramento, maybe you're stuck in a dead-end job right now, but you can every day work toward, what one thing can I do that's positive today? What one kindness can I give today? What one way can I be generous in my heart today? What one prayer can I say today that is about finding a truth greater than the pain? What one thing can I do? And really open your heart to giving. Give from like the tips of your toes, the bottom of your heart, where you just give out that kindness. Because if you can start to at least practice giving a little bit, and it's not that I think you're an unkind man, but I think you need to be more consciously aware of this. If you can start giving more of yourself, you will also have to give more to yourself. It's kind of preferable to do it the other way around, but sometimes we need to start giving outside of ourselves so that we just open the gate enough so that that giving can be reflected back into our own hearts about us.
Wow, that is such great wisdom that you're sharing that, Sandy. It's so easy to get caught in the quagmire of, I shouldn't have done that. And the consequences of that decision can sometimes feel overwhelming. But it's getting to the point of giving. I love the idea of giving. And I think giving, at least starting with giving to somebody else or something else, is a way that we can learn to be able to give to ourselves, because certainly we're worthy of giving to ourselves the love and the compassion and the caring that we are, that we deserve, and that we want to share. It's never too late to begin. Never too late.
You know, I also think it's a great, the example that you so generously shared with us, John, about where you were with your former wife. If you hadn't made a choice to forgive yourself for making that decision to put yourself in such an unhealthy and unhappy relationship, if you hadn't made a choice to forgive yourself, you could have stayed bitter for the next 35 years. And so for Jim, if you can just look at that and understand that it's the ability to let go of the point of view that you made such a heinous mistake, and that it's not recoverable. It is recoverable by being kind to you now, by going into generosity in your life, by putting yourself in the presence of people of like mind who are looking for the good, who are looking for the light. The cover of Pursuit of Light is designed deliberately, and we designed it with, there's a whole bunch of broken bulbs like glass shards, and then there's this big, beautiful, intact light bulb shining brightly, golden yellow. Our job is, life has lots of those shards, but our job is to tuck ourselves right inside that light bulb that shines so gloriously, will protect and nurture us always. Jim, I'm so grateful to you for writing today and for giving us this opportunity to share some light with you and to remind all of ourselves how to find the light when we're kind of stuck in the darkness. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? A message that will energize and support you as you go about your day? Then Dr. Sandy Brewer of The Sandy Brewer Show has just the right prescription for you. Fill it today and bring a smile to your face and a lift to your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going today to sandybrewer.com. Plan to be inspired. Pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on transformationtalkradio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or your loved ones are dealing with cancer, we at the Sandia Brewer Show highly recommend that you learn about the essential information offered by Vital Options, a cancer communications organization that brings you extensive information through a variety of video programs that will help you better understand your treatment options, as well as the various issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. To learn more about your own options and choices, go to vitaloptions.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. John, did you have something for us?
I did. I wanted to thank everybody for their wonderful response to our Red Hot Summer Reading Sale. We got a lot of folks who participated in that. And actually, it was so successful that we decided to extend it, but as a holiday gift-giving sale. So that's going to be available, and so
because we're nothing if not versatile, right?
Absolutely. So I'd like to say to folks, if you haven't read it yet and would like to get a gift to yourself or to someone else, take advantage of our holiday gift sale with a special discounted price again of $9.97, and receive a free gift too of Sandy's audio series Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. You know, it's a $40 value for less than $10. Do it today. Go to sandybrewer.com and treat yourself.
And one of the reasons we wanted to extend this is because every one of the things with this is that we have a partnership with a great guy from Florida, and that for every book that we sell through this promotion, we're providing two books to some deserving organization that's about women's rights or women's protection or children. And so we get to keep on giving. And so your purchasing of what is really a basically good book also is giving us a chance to get into that delight and thrilling place of giving.
Thank you. I'd like to have one more email for us, Sandy, and it is from Richard in New York. He said, Dear Sandy, many years ago, I enjoyed a friendship with a man who incidentally was the best man at my wedding. Prior to that marriage and as a result of our friendship, he helped me purchase a condominium he owned. Our agreement was that he would hold the mortgage and I would pay him accordingly. My marriage went south within a year, and I had a really tough time financially. I was so ashamed of my inability to honor my financial agreement that I did not tell him of my difficulties and wound up abandoning the condominium and eventually filing for bankruptcy. As a result, I felt not only lost the friendship I valued, but also lost my sense of self-respect. What can I do to at least remedy this?
Wow, this is that's a tough situation for Richard, and it reminds me so much of exactly what we're going to say that Richard needs to hear, but that Jim will benefit from, our last emailer, because it's the same thing. Here's a man who made a mistake some time ago and just lived in the guilt of that mistake and constantly compounded the loss. What do you think, John, with just that thought?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right.
That,
yeah.
that will compound the loss if we stay in guilt, because the guilt is the lack of personal forgiveness, and we hold ourselves hostage, and it just keeps, we stay on this loop, and we just don't find happiness. And the thing is, we don't get the wisdom that lets us move forward in our life and create in our lives not just a replication of where we've been, but the great excitement about life, the adventure of life, is that we get to keep creating the parts we haven't yet done. And that's what makes it such a great ride, even when there's turbulent times there. So to Richard in New York, this place of forgiveness is, again, it's the same thing that I said to Jim before. It's to go back and be kind to that man who put his little head in the sand, who just was too scared to deal with the reality of, I have made a temporary mess of my life, and it embarrasses me. And so this place of embarrassment, this place of shame, I think took you, Richard, into the place of continuing self-recrimination, so much so that you could never go back to this former friend now and be able to say, I screwed up, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm sorry, and I will do my best to fix it when I can. That if you can look at that, there's a compassion that we have to have for ourselves. If we're really going to have compassion for others, it doesn't mean agreement. By the way, forgiveness doesn't have one thing to do with agreement. It has to do with compassion. Can I have compassion for the part of me that was ignorant? Can I have the compassion for the part of me that couldn't see clearly? Can I have compassion for the part of me that might have been impulsive or reactive and just didn't see things straight, just didn't datify, just didn't back myself up with a greater choice? Can I have compassion, not agreement, for that? Because we look at this email from Richard, and it's filled with places where he hurts. What if it's not too late, Richard? What if it's never too late? If your friend is still alive, you can actually make an amends by calling him up, by finding out, in today's social media, we can find almost anybody. So finding where he is, if he's still available, it's not too late to say, I'm sorry. It's not too late to say, if you have any kind of financial resources, is if you're doing okay, to try to make amends. It's very probable that your friend forgave that debt in his mind a long time ago, but at least you can offer to make amends. I don't care if it's $10 a month. It's you gaining back internally your respect for yourself, externally doing something that supports you respecting yourself. This place of forgiveness. Forgiveness is such an essential part of our lives, where we are willing to say, I get it, that this life is not a road without bumps. It's not a road without challenges. And perfection is an arbitrary thing in my mind. I don't want to sweep it under the carpet. I am not going to make excuses for what I did, but I will take responsibility for it. And the word responsibility just simply means the ability to respond. So far, Richard, my dear, you've been reacting, not responding. You've been reacting to doubt, reacting to shame, reacting to guilt. You can go one step greater and start responding to love.
Thanks for joining us today, and thanks to our emailers. We really do appreciate hearing from you, and a copy of the book goes to each of them. We're so glad you joined in the conversation today on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to take your calls and emails for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and call in with your questions. No question is off limits, or email them to Sandy at sandybrewershow.com. We're on the air live every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio on 1230 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and at sandybrewershow.com, where you can also listen to past shows archived there. Take advantage today of our holiday gift sale by ordering your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, at the special holiday price of $9.97, and get a free gift, too. Simply go to sandybrewer.com, click the tab for the book to place your order with a discount code HOLIDAY. Do it today. Thanks, Chrissy, for being such a great engineer, and may you all have a fantastic week.
You know that hurts your pride. You better put it all behind you, baby, because life goes on. You keep carrying that anger. It'll eat you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.